Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody just need to testify next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better.
Because of the Lord, and for that reason, they should all be rejoicing in things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Get to reverb here. Okay, we got a word of prayer, and then we'll get to the lesson. It looks like this audio is doing right, but hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. The word says and everything gives thanks. Father God, for the ability to act like you, walk like you, think like you. And we thank you, Father God, for the ability to be able to operate in your word. You bless us. We praise you for it. Give you the honor and the glory for it. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father God, to remember those that are on the broadcast today. Those that are seeking for more wisdom and more knowledge. Thank you. We thank you for those that are on the road, desiring more and more mercy for their travel. Like to come traveling mercy. I'm going to take this moment and affirm, Father God, that we are your children, because your word have declared in 1 Peter 1:23 that we've been born again. Not a corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed. We like to affirm to the Father God, we are forgiven of all our sins. And we like to affirm to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, according to Colossians 1:14. We want to affirm, Father God, that she is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We want to further affirm, Father God, that we're your temple. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we said, live in us. Abide in us. Set up residence in us. Thank you for it. Praise you for it. Father, affirm, Father God, that we're saints. Not that we ain't, but we are. We are saints. Because Romans 1 and 7 declare it, and we declare it. You made us to operate in the blood of Christ. We thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, that you set us free. That your word says in John 8:31-33, that you have set us free. Hallelujah. So we receive that. We affirm that. And we confirm that, Father God, that we are the beloved, because you have declared that for us, and we receive it. And we accept it. So we affirm your word in us, and we confirm it, that we walk in the Spirit, and we walk by the Spirit. We further affirm, Father God, that we will be your light in this earth, in this world. And when people see us, they'll see Christ in us as the hope of glory. We affirm, Father God, that we are a new creation, because 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares it. We affirm, Father God, we are secure in your love. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it. I thank Father God for Romans 8:1. Therefore is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And now we praise you for it. These are our blessings we ask in Christ's name. And we pray. Everybody agree, said amen. Hallelujah. Well, sisters, I want to thank each and every one of y'all. This has been a trying week for me, believe it or not. But the song said, I made it. I made it. And I thank God for it. I made it. I thank him for this week. We started out Monday. We just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm looking at my notes here. And but we know that freedom rises in our heart. We know that they have come. We know that we have God's favor on our lives. And we see that in these. So we thank you, Father God, for Martin Luther King doing that. What you have for the hip. To do, and we praise you for that, and we glorify you for that, even to the point that there's a day in his honor. But we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in all of them. And I thank you for it. Praise you for it. We discussed on Monday, if I can, and Tuesday as well. Houston was a good day. But before I really get into some of the things we discussed, because we did talk about the reality of the new creation, so if anybody want to chime in, just go for it. Anything you want to talk about, let's go for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, anything they want to talk about, what we did talk about this week. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go over some of the scriptures. They did us on Tuesday. We talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because we're talking about a new creation. And 2 Corinthians 5:17. Bear with me here. Therefore, if any man, just don't mean male, mean man, talking mankind, Christ, people don't know God honor mankind by saying man. Now, I'm going to nobody forget that because everything God did it after the order of mankind. Even with God didn't just go and make a whole nother race. He took from Adam, mankind, so Eve be mankind. So he just turned body male here, and that's important. I know we've never discussed that. That's another message for another day. But I just want you, especially you women that may feel some type of way, not talking about man as in man, but he's talking about men. May he male and female, he may he them. So that's important that you understand that from a spiritual perspective. And God is a God of order. He never changes. He does truthful way. I mean, ain't no other way to put it. But anyway, therefore, if any man be in Christ, how I know what I'm talking about, because you read the 16th verse, and it says, 12 of him was, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though you have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. So we are not to know people after the flesh. You're not to know people after the flesh. Know what kind of spirit in them. Because you're out here thinking that you do not be that booger out here. Got the same color you're seeing. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody white, Chinese, black, but let me tell you what, in all places, people than maybe someone else. So you have to know a person based on their spirit. See, that's how that works. So he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. See, now, no longer man, is no longer woman. If you're creatures now any longer, you cannot identify us with the flesh any longer. We've gotten that wrong. Trying to identify with flesh. No, we're spiritual beings having human experiences, so therefore we don't identify with the flesh. We identify with the spirit. Why, you ask? Because old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's why we're new creatures. And to prove it, all things are of God. God is a spirit. Can I say that one more time? And all things are of God. God's stuff is spiritual. Reconcile us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To it that God was in Christ, that spirit, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses, which was man's stuff, unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's why we qualify to be ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray in Christ, said, be ye reconciled to him. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're a spirit being having human experiences? That is awesome. Creatures, my sisters. That's what we are. We are new creatures in Christ. The enemy would just love to cheat you out of that. I tell people all the time, don't allow my confidence to offend your insecurity. Why? Because Satan wants you to feel insecure. He wants you to feel inadequate. He wants you to feel lesser than. I know who I'm talking to, but that's what he wants you to do. If he get in your head, make you think eternal life land for you, and that it's yours for the asking and for the keeping, that's yours. Another foundation, one of our foundations in the scripture, we find in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and the 11th verse. Read, and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, by his own blood he entered into the holy of place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, justified to the purifying of the flesh. Now, that's what they use to purify the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who turns spirit, offer himself without spot to God to purge your conscience from dead works to serving the living God? I'm going to take a moment and just kind of go over some of this. I understand the blood of goats and the calf conscience. That was flesh stuff. We need the blood of Christ to do something for our conscience. That we'll get away from being religious. We'll get away from dead works. We'll get away from that, bless God. And we will focus on the things at hand, which is the blood of Christ. But that part there led us to our creation. That's part of it. The reality of the new creation and we dealt a little bit with reality, but we won't go there today. Because unless someone likes to now, you know, I'm always open. I just want you to know this is about our eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. I'm still dealing with those that don't know there's a difference between redemption now and eternal redemption. I'm just led kind of go there for a moment. And the scripture says eternal redemption. We need to have a clear understanding have an eternal redemption. You can have redemption, and it don't have to be eternal redemption. And we have eternal forgiveness. We have eternal restoration. We have eternal grace. We have eternal purification. We have eternal understand redemption. We're free from the guilt of being blamed for our sin. When you're or something you've done wrong, we are in eternal redemption. Some people will, and what I'm trying to tell you, you've been redeemed forever. That's so important. So we talk about related or the reality, the reality of the new creation. We're talking about eternal redemption. That's what Hebrews 9 is talking about. The eternal redemption. They only had a temporary redemption. But I tell you, I'm doing everything I can to hold my peace, brothers and sisters. When I think about what we got in Christ, man, all we could do is take the blood of a goat and calf, and they went into the Holy of Holies. They give it to the priest, and the priest took it up there. But that was only to purify the flesh. Their sin was covered for a year. It wasn't forever. What we have is forever. But Christ being an high priest of good things to come. See, it was a good thing. They didn't have the good thing, brothers and sisters. Trust me. Every year they had to go and grab, and they planned for that. Let me tell you that as well. Gonna be sacrificed calf here. You know, this here what we're gonna use for our redemption. And he had to find one every year and put him to the side. Take the blood up there and let the priest give it to the high priest. And he examined. They said, you're good for a year. See you next year, buddy. Sort of like when you pay your taxes. It was like temporary. It's for a year. But baby, when you see the reality of the new creation that we have in Christ, listen, the Bible says, but Christ being come a high priest of good things. Our high priest give us something greater. You know why? Because he is the high priest of a perfect tabernacle. He is the high priest of a greater tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this world or not no building. That is to say, not of the blood of calves, goats, but his own blood. The Bible is true, brothers. He took that blood to the throne of God. That's why he told Mary and them, say, don't y'all touch me. I have yet ascended unto my Father. See, if they touched him, that blood would have been corrupt. He hadn't made that blood to heaven yet. So he was telling them, don't y'all touch me. Well, all these times, folks been touching you. And now they can't touch you. When I remember the scripture, there was a woman who had the issue of blood. You let her touch you. And you mean we can't touch you? Forever. And you went over there and you fed them. And you telling me we can't touch you? Come on, Jesus. They drugged from hall to hall,
judgment hall to judgment hall, proving that you were guilty and they couldn't find you to be guilty. And we can touch you? She said, no, don't touch me yet, because I hadn't ascended to my Father. Hadn't taken the blood. Didn't want the blood to get corrupt. You know, the jailers, they took Jesus to the cross. And you telling me we can't touch you, and you let them guys nail you to the cross, foot bind, hand bind, and we can't touch you? Gee, I haven't yet ascended to my Father, which is in heaven. I want y'all to see this thing with feet, brothers. There was no joke. Because it took Jesus' blood to purge our conscience from dead work so we could serve the living God. And if that blood had gotten tainted, was no sacrifice. Can I preach that today? There is no more sacrifice. If that blood hadn't gotten tainted anyway, it'd have been over. It would have been over. Help me, Holy Ghost. Aren't you glad that Jesus stopped them from touching him? Aren't you glad he stopped them so they could have eternal redemption? So we could have eternal redemption? So the reality of the new creation, in other words, the truth of the matter, how about that? The truth of the matter is that we have eternal redemption. And I love it. We have eternal forgiveness. Absolutely. It ain't like we got to get cleansed. We have eternal forgiveness. Do you know what that means? That's eternal redemption. I wish y'all could see that. The enemy can't blame us no more. When you have eternal salvation, eternal salvation, the enemy can't do anything with you. Proverbs 3. Well, we did 2 Peter 3 and 9. I'm going to ask the pastor if she's able to read us today. Ask her to read some scriptures for me. Let's start with 2 Peter 3 and 9. That was one that we discussed on the 17th, 2 Peter 3 and big difference between what God promised and what man promised. God promised eternal redemption. You know, we got into some of the promises of God, and I think it was, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I think it was over there in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Ever since I heard that brother say 2 Corinthians, I laugh every time I think about that. In 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. Mm-hmm. Read that one more time. So it was the promises of God, and all God's promises is yay and yes, amen and hallelujah. So when it says yes and yes, I just love it. Man, I just think people have to understand that God wants to say yes, especially in Christ. In him is in Christ. Yea, and in him, amen. Get that. Unto the glory of God by us. Who is it for those that establish in Christ and have anointed us in God? Yeah. So everything in Christ, all the promises, and I like to tell people, everything in the New Testament that God has promised, and I know we went back to Psalm 23, and I understand that we talked about Matthew 7 and 7. The only reason you don't have because you ask is ask, you'll find. If you ask, it shall be given to you. And if you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be open unto you. There is no excuse for you not having in him. I'm trying to get people established in Christ. I'm trying to get people to see that your eternal life is in Christ. Just like I think of John 10 and 11, you'll find that that is the chief shepherd. St. John 10 and 11, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. When we think about those 6-7 chapters, it explains to us that we need that good shepherd. That was something we talked about. You take it personal. I know a lot of people discuss it. I know a lot of people and I'm preaching it. But this has to become personal. It has to become personal. I take the 23rd Psalm. Chief shepherd, and this is what the chief shepherd does. He becomes your leader. He becomes your Lord, your master, your ruler, controller. And that being said, you don't want anything. Stop lying. David said, shall know. See, also you have to make it verses 6 verses, but in that 6 verses 17 times, it's personal. The I, the mind, the first person singular. He makes it mean to lay down. I don't know what's going on in your life, but in my life, he makes me to lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. The water that calm. They're not moving. They see a shepherd. If he, a sheep hit ground, move water, you can only imagine what would happen. He would be overthrown water. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We all walking through valleys. We all walking in places that the enemy would just love us to have that fear in us. Oh, how I'm going to pay my rent? How I'm going to get a car? No. How I'm going to do this? That's what he does. That's exactly what he does. That's how he operates. See, you come to about with me. You know it's his rod and his stuff that comforts us. So see, it's me and makes it personal. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. See, your enemy don't care in his place. Sometimes we do things right in the enemy's face. The enemy don't know what's going on because God have other plans for you. I tell people, don't run from the enemy. Just stand your ground and stand on the word of God and watch what the Lord does. He's preparing things for you right there. The same folks that dislike you, trust me. Those people that dishonor you, they will honor you. Those same people who talking bad about you, make them talk good about you. Them same folks that call themselves stealing from you, God gonna make them bless you. Those same people who are angry, God make them have peace in their heart. That same people who down you, God will make believers out of them. Them same people who blaspheming you, God will make you become their benefactor. That's how God operates. The same people. Same one. Say, thou prepare the table for me in the presence of my enemy. Right there in the presence of your enemy. God will anoint your head and give you an anointed word. He will give us so much until our cup runneth over. That's awesome. And you don't ever have to worry because you look to the right, goodness is there. You look to the left, mercy is there. And it's guaranteed to be there. And it's guaranteed to follow you. To happen, you will be in the Lord forever. And I had somebody try to tell me, they're talking about the church building when he wrote this. No, he wasn't. Because the church building is not forever, brother. So a fire can take now. A tornado can build it now. A flood can take. So that's not the house he's talking about. The Lord's house. You want to know where that says? Hebrews 8. Just trying to clear the record. Clear the air. But these are God promises. And so that's what we'll deal with next week. And they're in him, in Christ. They're not in religion, not in man, not in feeling. These promises, yea, and yes and amen, is in him. Okay? So that's why this is so important. I had other notes. From when I was on the road, got frustrated and trying to see. But you know what? I credit everything happened. I thank God because it was for that. Evangelist Sharon spoke real well the other day. Pastor, bless her heart, she always. And so I'm going to take anything for granted. God used her in a mighty way to bring some of the things that we talked about. Bring them to fruition. Bring some of those scriptures back. Enjoyed it. The testimony. So everything went together for our good. What happened last week? It was for our good. Go in there and get the good out of it. I never heard Evangelist Sharon testify like she did. And then Pastor wouldn't have explained a couple of things where she explained it. So you get the good out of it. Know it's for you. Know it's for you. So then we can result back to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And everything give thanks. And everything give thanks. Okay, anyone else? Hogged it up enough. Anyone else?
You want to share something? Some scripture. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. That's right. Come on. Well, go for it. Amen. That's right. You still enjoying your birthday, Pastor? Yes. Continue to enjoy your birthday. I think birthday week. Not just day, but birthday week. Hallelujah. We're not going to ask you your age, Pastor. We're not going to do all that good stuff. But we're just thankful that God put you across our path, and we'll leave it at that. But, hey, sure, you're another year older. How old are you, huh? Oh, amen. Praise God. That's a blessing, Pastor. That means you got promise. See, you in promise 3 scores. Then that's 60 plus 1, so 3 scores and 10, that makes it 70. So, baby, you doing good, Pastor. You already got promise. And what I've been trying to tell these people about, they promise. Well, you know, I didn't promise.
Yes, he did. He promised you three cords in him by reason why he helped and strength. So you found it in the word. You guarantee that if you believe in the promises of God, you promise yourself kids. So if you get that, God bless you. So more than that, I thank God. I'm past that. I know I got my blessing. God done bless you with it. Be proud of it, whatever it is. You ought to be proud of it. Okay, anyone else have anything they want to share about the lesson or anything else? How God's love is forever. His love is forever. Anyone else? Well, no one else. Again, thank everybody. We'll see you all on tomorrow, hey, for the word at noon. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Hallelujah.